Hey guys, it's Dr. Danny Chaban with Dominion Women's Health. And today we're mixing it up a little bit. We're with DWH Health and Wellness Med Spa, the staff, and we're going to be talking about some of the products, services, and what they have to offer. So I get to introduce some of our master estheticians at the Med Spa. The first one is Alexandra LaChapelle. She's a master esthetician at DWH Med Spa, and she specializes in full body waxing. Yes, full body. Lash lifts, tints, chemical peels, and more. She loves talking about skincare products and treatments.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And our other master esthetician is Bridget LaFossen, and she's a master esthetician at the spa, and she specializes in microneedling and relaxating facials. She also is probably one of the smartest people I know.
Aww.
She doesn't know that yet, but
does
I'll
now.
Take it anyway.
So, welcome guys to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I think one of the important things is, I think med spas are, they're almost like Wawa and Sheetz. They're all over the place.
Yeah, definitely getting a lot of more popularity.
And we've had our med spa with our practice for 20 years. And I think that the reason why I wanted you guys on here is to talk about like what the med spa offers. But the other thing is differentiate what it is. This isn't a place where you go get a massage and at the same time there's somebody that you don't know is giving you Botox and someone else that wants to do a facial.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one thing that we pride ourselves about you guys is that you're master estheticians. You were trained by the best. You've become the best. And you educate your clients that come to the spa and they end up becoming a family to the spa. And it's a great referral base for you guys.
Yeah, 100%. My favorite is when someone is coming in with, you know, certain skincare concerns, let's say struggling with acne or hyperpigmentation, you know, just not where they want to be with their skin. And we'll do just an in-depth consult. I'll talk to them, what are you using at your house and what's your lifestyle look like? And I really try to answer any questions that they may have because I know it's a very intimidating field, especially if you don't know what you're looking at or what to look for. So that's kind of how I like to build a relationship with the client, because then they'll be like, okay, like, you know, this has worked for me, I trust you, let's move forward and hopefully get them to their skincare goals like that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and the best thing about med spas too that really sets them apart from just the regular day spa, where it is the nice like relaxing kind of like frou-frou facials, which is, has its place and everything, but for those who have a lot of skincare concerns, whether it's pretty heavy acne or they've got the sun damage, you know, from being the sun lover from their youth and just wanting to really get into it, the med spa offers this very, yes, clinical but still very relaxing, you know. We all know each other. We're all a good family. You know, we all can build off each other. So that gives the best opportunity for the clients who can come in. They know they're going to get the best of the advice. We have the best type of skincare because we are using medical grade. So we're top of the top of everything. And because we have trained, you know, my goal was always to work in a med spa because I wanted to be able to give the best kind of treatments, whether that's using chemical peels or using a laser or using microneedling, which can't be done in a regular day spa. This is making sure that all of my clients are getting top results from the top types of treatments, which really kind of sets everything else apart.
And I think that's great, especially in our practice, because we have a lot of patients. It's a women's health clinic, but a lot of the patients that have like polycystic ovarian syndrome and hyperandrogenism. And the biggest thing that we used to get early on in practice is these patients were going to these day spas and getting laser hair removal. And what we tried to explain to the patients was, listen, unless you treat the disorder that's causing this, you can't, you're wasting your money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the biggest pushes for us of starting the med spa. And I love it now when patients go to the clinic, they feel like that it's an awesome transition because they're being medically treated and the master estheticians are medically treating their condition. And it just makes them feel like there's a continuity of care.
Yeah, 100%. I know, because a lot of times people will come in and, you know, they've, you know, whether like, you know, PCOS is under control, but they're like, oh, it's just the cosmetic look now. Like, this hair is really bothering me. And I love being able to, you know what? Yes, we can do laser hair removal and we can get it down to where you're comfortable and you feel confident going out into the world, you know. And I just, you know, love that. People, like, so many you know, patients come over. I call them clients, but they're, you know, patients. But yeah, I've met a good group of people from it. But I do love how we have a bunch of different options for, you know, people who, you know, maybe it's not their best option to get a chemical peel. You know, we will do like a laser instead to help with your pigment, which is what Bridget did, you know, just the other day. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think today, and I want to do this more frequent with the med spas, we pick topics and go through. I think today we had discussed about you guys possibly going into chemical peels. Mm-hmm. What are the different types of chemical peels? Because there's a chemical peel that you can buy at a drugstore versus a chemical peel at a med spa, mm-hmm. which honestly, I have to admit, years ago, I thought they were all the same.
Right.
And then I got to see the difference. So let's try to go through what are the chemical, the different types of chemical peels, and maybe you guys can help with that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So chemical peels in itself is pretty much a controlled wounding of the skin. So we are doing a controlled burning. So it sounds very scary in theory, but it honestly, it's come a long way. Back in the day, you know, it did used to be something to where a lot of places sedated patients and they use a deeper peel. What we do as master estheticians is we're working with the superficial layer. So you're going to get the peeling. If you can see kind of Alex and I have a little bit peeling. So this is the effect. That's the scariest part. You don't want to pick at it. But what it's doing is we want to kind of help bring everything to the surface. So your skin cells do go through this regeneration to where every 28 days, they're kind of like renewing itself. As obviously we get older, that time period increases. So, you know, when you're in your 20s, it's that 28 cell turnover day. But when you get into your 30s, to your 40s, to your 50s, that time keeps getting bigger and bigger, which is what leads to that dull and kind of aged look. So using a chemical peel helps speed up that process of exfoliation, helps break down and dissolve the skin cell bonds that kind of hold everything together on your skin. We're kind of pushing it and accelerating that turnover. So once we're able to do that, we're getting the brand new skin underneath and we're getting rid of the old stuff. So you're getting that nice glowy look. It can feel a little dry and tight for a few days. We always say like it equates to having like a sunburn feeling, but after 3 or 5 days, typically at the longest, you're back to having a fresh face. Everything's good to go. And you're back to having a great life.
So if let's say, for instance, I'm going to a big meeting or I have a podcast to do mm-hmm. on a Monday, should I do this chemical peel on a Friday or Saturday, or should I wait a certain period of time?
The more aggressive peels, we would definitely want you to wait about a week just so that way you can get through that healing process. They do make some really great peels to where they're great right before events because you're not going to peel, but you'll still get the same effects and you're going to be really glowy. I actually had a client who had a wedding on a Saturday. She came and saw me on a Thursday, got the Skin Better chemical peel, was great to go, got so many compliments on her face. All she did was wear like a tinted sunscreen. And was good to go. She said it was awesome. The most compliments she's ever gotten on her face at a big event. And so she felt really confident going in, knowing she wasn't going to have that flaky. So there are different types of chemical peels. Obviously, with a big event, we'll plan and kind of figure out what's best for you. But there are options. Obviously, we don't want you peeling when you're on the podcast, but you know, we'll figure it out.
We don't want that.
So, Alex, what do you tell people that are like me that are type A personality to get these chemical peels and like I've seen some of the peels you guys have done and they're amazing, but you have the skin that's peeling and yeah. I don't like things sticking and rubbing. What do we do?
Of course. No, I mean, some chemical peels aren't for everyone. If you really can't handle the peeling of the skin, no matter if I tell you, you know, your pigment's going to decrease, you know, it's going to help that acne congestion come out and, you know, the stubborn congestion. You know, some people aren't prepared for the peeling and that's okay, especially people who actively pick, you know, and like just can't help it. I know. So for that, I would say, you know what, maybe not do an aggressive peel like she said, or, you know, let's do something else, you know, like microneedling, which, you know, kind of has the same effect, not as much, have a little bit of flaking, but nothing to this degree. But that's what I do. Like, there's always different options. We would probably do something with a little bit, you know, lower percentage, not as acidic, nothing that's going to have this effect. So,
because I've got patients that have said and other people that have said, oh, well, my chemical peel is amazing, but there's different variations of chemical peels, mm-hmm, right?
For sure.
What's the big difference? Like, even in our practice, I know you guys do different variations of chemical peels. What are the different variations, and what is, like, the top one that does the most?
So the different types of chemical peels, it's broken into a few different categories because, basically, you know, these days, a bunch of different brands and companies have their own formulations, you know, mixed with different ingredients and everything. So, basically, we do it based off of how deep it's going to penetrate into the skin. So, superficial peels works on like the upper layers of the epidermis, which is what we focus on. You got medium depth peels, which is lower layers epidermis, and then the dermis, which is, you know, the second layer of the skin, which is the deepest peels. That is only to be performed by a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon under careful watch, because, you know, it's a very, very risky. It's going very deep, usually with people under sedation. So, but we do not do that. No. So for superficial peels, they can be, you know, just one ingredient, like, let's say, salicylic acid, which is meant for, like, oily, acne-prone skin, or it can be paired with, you know, another ingredient like glycolic acid, which is an AHA, which helps with fine lines and wrinkles. So, and those are called like designer peels and could be paired with something else. Or even like what Bridget and I got a, what's called a modified Jesner peel. So that's usually like broken up into equal parts, salicylic, resorcinol, and lactic acid. But mine was toned down a little bit, thankfully. Hers was a TCA, trichloric acid.
Really long.
Can't say it. Basically, TCA peel is what we call. It's actually used to be called like the blue peel. Dr. Zaino Bhaji kind of started that whole thing. But basically, yes, how deep it penetrates into the skin is how we kind of break it up, just because there's so many different combinations and percentages and pHs that you can do.
And then building off that too, we wouldn't use necessarily each chemical peel is going to have different purposes. So for people who have the acne problems and everything, we're going to want something that has a salicylic acid in there so we can treat it. So chemical peel is not going to be for each individual person. We want to be able to customize. So we look at the problems and then we can choose a chemical peel from there to kind of choose and figure out the best kind of treatment. So yeah, there are different types, but we're going to look to see exactly what's going to be best for whatever we're treating, whether it's the fine lines, whether it's scarring, whether it's hyperpigmentation or sun damage and all of the other fun, like little things that come into play.
So I do a chemical peel today. Mm-hmm. How soon can I do another one?
We typically would want to wait about another 4 to 6 weeks to do it. So in this, day zero, you have your chemical peel. Day one, you're super glowy. You can tell that you just got a treatment done. Day two, day three, you're going to get some light peeling. Day three, day four, day five, you're really going to start to see that effect. So by the time we're day five, it should be very minimal peeling. So that's towards the end of like kind of the healing process. So then we want to let the skins kind of sit there and do their magic. And again, that cell turnover time frame. We don't want to push it too soon. We don't want to get too aggressive or else we can compromise your skin barrier. So that 4 to 6 weeks is typically our sweet spots. If it's something a little bit more a severe case of acne, then we can kind of push the envelope of maybe 3 to 4 weeks. But that's a case by case type thing.
If let's say, for instance, someone comes in, why do you guys recommend like a series of these treatments? It's like, because I always hear all the time, it's not a one or done process.
Yeah, so. Really, rarely anything is, to be honest. So like people, you know, come in with, you know, the, let's say like, you know, deep wrinkles, that hyperpigmentation. And I mean, it's probably been months or even years that people have been dealing with that or when they started to notice it. But now is the time that they've come in and decided, yeah, I want to start fixing this, which is great. But that's kind of like deep in the skin now that we've been kind of building it up. So we need time to break it down, get in there, get out, you know, get out that pigment, you know, help ease out those fine lines. It's, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, as Bridget and I say. So, and we want you to be all of Rome. So, yeah.
And also with stuff like sun damage, when the sun rays are going through, they're going to the bottom parts of your skin. So there's three main layers. And then like the top one is, of course, five mini layers. So it's going all the way to the bottom. So all of the damage starts here. And then as your cells turn over, it starts to bring it to the top, kind of like an elevator. So you don't necessarily see the damage that you've caused right away. So it's taking those years to push up, which is why we need to keep pulling it out. So that's why one treatment necessarily isn't going to bring it all the way to the top and take care of it. So that's why we do recommend the series of three, sometimes even up to six, depending on how severe the issue is.
The other question that people have asked me before, and I go, listen, I'm not the master esthetician, ask them, is can they do on the same visit or the next day or the day before, can they have like Botox or fillers done?
So with chemical peels, you can combine Botox and the peel itself. It's just a matter of how you do it. So you would want to get your chemical peel done first, and then you can get your Botox. Now, it's going to be different with every modality of how you pair it, but you can get really great results with it. Reason you wouldn't want to get Botox done first and then the peel is we're pushing the peel into the skin so you can manipulate and everything. So we don't want to manipulate filler or Botox or anything that's already in there. So you want to make sure the chemical peel is done first. So it's a matter of just kind of figuring out what your goals are and then talking with your esthetician and your injector and making sure that they have a really great game plan and that they're able to work in conjunction together.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing that I've been asked, sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions.
You're fine.
Can they wear makeup the next day?
No. So you
tinted
don't.
Sunscreen.
And that is still a very, like, yeah. You can't necessarily wear every type of tinted sunscreen. Skin Better is approved for post procedures for everything. So that's one that I would recommend. You do want to be able to wear sunscreen regardless, but the makeup itself, we've just did damage to the skin essentially. So again, it's a controlled burn. So we want to let it heal. We don't want to clog it back up with stuff. I'd say typically I let my clients day 3-ish is when I say you can wear a mineral makeup. So that way it's more like the powder. We're not doing anything too crazy with it. But typically once we get to that end of the week, then we can start to wear back to our normal set of makeup.
Cool.
But sunscreen is a must. No matter what.
Yeah, but you can still like go to work, you know, there's nothing holding you back. But that's why winter is a good time to do the chemical peels because it's not as sunny, you know, you're like she said, skin's trying to heal, you know, you should be wearing sunscreen anyways, year round. But you know, you're not going on that beach vacation, you know, people are more likely to be inside. So while you're, you know, if you get a peel like this, you're more likely to be inside while this peeling is happening. So that's kind of why we recommend this time of year for the chemical peels.
I think you guys look amazing right now.
Thank you.
But I had a patient of mine, I was coming out of a room and she was coming out of her peel. And my facial expression, because I tend, as everyone knows in this podcast, not to sugarcoat anything. And she walked out the room and I went, like, I was like, oh my effing what the hell did they just do? Because I was the virgin at this quote peel, so I didn't know what it was. I thought they caused a major damage to this woman's face.
Right.
I'm like, hey, sweetie, how are you doing? Is everything okay? And she's like, oh my God, I'm in love with these girls. I'm like, okay. I hope you feel like that in 72 hours. And then I saw this patient in our office like about 3 weeks later. And I am not joking. And if you look the stuff up online, the before and after, she looked like she was 10, 15 years younger. I was like, holy cow.
I love that.
But I tell you what, that first, you got to like forewarn husbands and partners.
Yeah. My poor dad today, we woke up and he has to put glasses on first thing in the morning because he just cannot see. So we wake up and he thinks everything's great because his vision's all nice and blurry. He puts those glasses on. And it was like literal jump scare. He was like, oh my God, what's wrong with your face? I had like what he called a goatee of skin just... My entire smile line, everything was just like peeling off. I loved it because I don't care what my face looks
that
like.
That excites
I'm
just, us.
Like, I'm, this is exciting. Like, it's working. We're doing great. But his face was honestly the best thing ever because that reaction was just priceless.
Well, and I think that's the unfair part for the partners. But I'm glad that you guys definitely educate the patient on what outcome.
Preparing them.
Because I know
sure.
that you educate them because I don't get any phone calls after that. Because honestly, if I would have gotten a phone call after hour and seen this patient, I would have probably went, oh my God, we have to order this. We have to do this. Because you wouldn't have known better.
The burn unit, for sure.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. The one thing I want to do, especially for our patients and for our clients, is try to set up like different dates and we can do different types of podcasts. We can do podcasts on the microneedling. We can do it on Botox. We can show them products that we tend to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'll work out perfect.
Definitely. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
And I know Melissa is going to chime in the background about something we're missing. Anything we missed, Melissa?
You know what? Why would you guys do a consult on Dr. Shaban and recommendations?
Of course.
Of course. Right now? Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Why do you need to try to, like, find a recommendation for perfection? It's just, like, crazy.
So true. So true.
We do have perfection.
Would you be okay with that or no?
Yes, I'd be fine with it. As long as they don't talk about my love handles.
Oh, my goodness. Would never. Do you have any, like...
So I come to you. What should I do as far as skincare?
I mean, do you have any skincare concerns, like, for you personally? Is there anything that...
No,
bothers
I think
you.
I'm perfect. Just
already.
What we call a difficult client.
Yeah, right.
Who doesn't want to be compliant.
No, I can honestly tell you, I have very, very sensitive skin. Like, I finally found a razor that I could use instead of looking like every time I shaved there was blood everywhere. Uh-huh. Gushing.
Yeah.
So, and when I was younger, I used to not have like cystic acne, but I would have acne. I don't get it as much, but
yeah.
I have very sensitive skin. I don't know. I do have some pigmentation issues too.
Yeah, so with like that, so it sounds like you could possibly have a compromised skin barrier without like really getting you under the light. It's kind of hard to say, but with something with words, typically where we hear the word sensitive and you know there's having the reactions, there's something kind of in that. So it would probably stick you with more hydrating stuff. I really like the Trio from Skin Better. It's a really nice balancing. It gets everything, kind of your oil production, kind of back into where it needs to be. So once we get everything nice and keep it nice and hydrated and we start to move away from the sensitive, then we could work on the pigmentation, which is something I would probably use, like a chemical exfoliation. We won't go as far as a chemical peel because we know you'll pick at it. Microneedling would be a really great modality for you just because it is a faster downtime. You're not like super crazy looking afterwards. But even just using glycolic at home or using the complexion pads from Zio is a really great way to start working in kind of exfoliating at a very slight without being too aggressive.
Yeah, like introducing your skin to these chemicals instead of, you know, like pre-treating the skin before a chemical peel, kind of like at home using some of the ingredients that's going to be in said peel. So your skin isn't like, whoa, going to like shock basically. But do you wear sunscreen, Dr. Shaban?
Never.
Alrighty. That would be my first recommendation for sure.
You know what? I shouldn't say never. If we're on vacation, I wear it every day.
That's great.
Yeah, I definitely wear it. Like if we're going to the beach, I'll put 50 on. I won't put anything less. I tend to do that.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of hair I have on my head. I need as much as I can get. So I definitely do that. But during the day where, and I hear you guys at the spa always recommend it to patients on a daily basis, and I should. And it's funny how you talk about the hydrating and the three types, because like my wife and my daughter use the stuff and I'm like, that is so amazing. And my wife will roll her eyes and she'll go, you have it on your counter. Why don't you try it? I'm like, I just got to get into it.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing, and I think they'll tell you the same thing, is when you're dealing with this stuff, once you get on the wagon and you do it, it's amazing. But it's like going to the gym. If you miss a week,
really hard to slide back.
It's really hard to slide back. It's been 9 months and I haven't gone back to the gym. So
we're actually talking about the gym, same. But like with my skincare, I'm very religious. So
by clockwork.
Yeah.
So maybe next week when I'm at the spa, you guys can do a consult.
Yeah. I would love that.
It'd be fun.
Cool. Anything else, Melissa?
Yeah. What about like, so I know obviously you talked about pigmentation and lines and stuff like that. And I'm sure most people use it on their face. Can you use it for different body parts, hands, like do ever people talk about or want treatments for
that?
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely do. They make body chemical peels. So the skin on your face is a lot thinner than the rest of your body. So we use a little kind of more of aggressive peels for that. But a lot of people will actually get chemical peels on their back and their chest because especially with women, your hands, chest, and neck show aging a lot of times first because we, as women, we'll just focus the skincare here and then forget to bring it all the way down. So this starts to show a lot of it. So the sun damage and everything, especially just because, you know, in the summer we're wearing tank tops, it's being affected by all of that. So there's definitely a lot of people will get it for their back. You know, they've had the back acne scarring and everything like that, but a lot definitely for the chest to start to get it back to where, you know, there's no sunspots, there's no signs of aging. You can definitely get it done for your hands for those age spots as well. So there's anywhere that there's really skin and there's problems, you can get a chemical peel.
Yeah, like I would say like me in school, I struggle with KP, what's called keratosis pilaris, or like strawberry skin on my upper arms. Literally, I mean, we'd run out of skin to like peel in school anyway, so I'd be like, awesome, let's do my upper arms. And when I started to exfoliate that way with peels, like I noticed a huge difference in just that little bit. So that's why I kind of tell people, like Bridget said, like those are like the main areas. But if someone's really struggling with, you know, like lower legs too is where you could, you know, get the KP and kind of, exactly. So I know, cause it's odd, like a lot of times face is, you know, first thing people see, but there are other parts of the body that people neglect and, you know, there's skincare concerns here that you don't necessarily need to see a dermatologist for, of, you know, of course they have their place, but we could definitely help with things like that too. So
if there's skin, Alex and I can treat it.
If there's skin, we are here.
Well, that's awesome. So I appreciate you guys. And I'm going to let you guys figure out the next topic that we'll do on the podcast.
Ooh, that'll be fun. Microneedling.
Maybe we can even do a podcast where you do microneedling on me.
Okay.
Stop it.
Maybe we can do that. I think that's a great
idea. That'd be really cool.
Because it's a very easy thing.
I think people would like to see that for sure.
Yeah, so that's going to be our next podcast, is Dr. Shaban gets microneedled by estheticians.
Yay.
So that's going to be the next podcast for the DWH Med Spa. For the practice, I'm going to try to do a podcast in regards to GYN surgery with minimally invasive procedures such as cystectomies, oophorectomies, myomectomies, removal of uterus cyst masses, all that. And what are the advantages of minimally invasive surgery over open? So stay tuned and have a great holiday. Well, what if this airs like in April?
So then in that April. Holiday.
That have a great Easter. Week. And whatever holiday you tend to celebrate, enjoy it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.